Hello and welcome to their Lookout News Roundup. I'm Joseph Darius Jafari with Lookout, bringing you some of the national and local news you should know about today. Starting off in the Southwest, as always, Arizona queer advocates are preparing for a difficult campaign over transgender athletes. The Arizona Mirror reports that advocates are gearing up to fight the Protect Girls Sports in Arizona Act, which voters will consider in November. The measure would require sports teams to separate athletes based on sex assigned at birth and would go beyond current state law by applying to virtually every athletic team, including privately funded organizations. The measure is part of a broader national push to restrict transgender participation in sports. Meanwhile, a Tucson nonprofit says it will continue representing unaccompanied immigrant children in Arizona, even after the federal government canceled the contract that paid for those legal services. Arizona Luminaria reports that the Florence Project has about 300 pending asylum cases involving children in Arizona. The organization says it will continue taking cases for as long as it has the money to do so. The federal contract, worth $150 million, was instead slated to go to a Houston law firm whose staff has written opinion pieces supporting the Trump administration's immigration policies and which has little immigration experience. Colorado communities are putting the brakes on the artificial intelligence boom. Colorado Newsline reports that local governments across the state are imposing moratoriums and other restrictions on new data centers as residents and officials grapple with how much water, electricity, and land these massive facilities require. The restrictions come as Colorado lawmakers have failed to agree on statewide rules for data centers. The result is a patchwork of local regulations and a growing fight over who should pay for the infrastructure needed to power the AI industry. Colorado's political campaigns have also entered their merch era. Colorado Public Radio reports that candidates are selling campaign merchandise aimed at some very specific corners of the electorate and the internet, including goths, gays, and gun owners. We're talking shirts that say things like, quote, "this hick loves gays," and quote, "America's goth baddie." Republican Secretary of State candidate James Wiley is even selling a shirt depicting a man destroying a machine, a reference to his opposition to electronic ballot counting. Now going into national news, a volunteer-run archive of a queer history has nearly been taken offline by artificial intelligence crawlers. The LGBT History Project has spent 15 years documenting the lives and struggles of queer people. The site has received more than 50 million views and has been archived by the British Library. But its founder says a flood of AI bots from the companies including Meta and Alibaba nearly overwhelmed the site. According to Fast Company, the site's founder, Jonathan Harborn, discovered the problem after moving the archive to a new server. One day, he says Meta Crawler made about 26,000 requests and pulled roughly 12 gigabytes of data. He also alleges that Meta's bots ignored the site's robots.txt file, which tells automated crawlers which parts of the website they should access. Meta, Alibaba, and Tencent did not respond to Fast Company's requests for comment. And now a story about one transgender woman who spent years serving inside the highest levels of the U.S. government, including briefing Vice President Mike Pence. In The Atlantic, Julia Curley writes about her career as a CIA officer and senior intelligence official. Curley is transgender and says she served in the Trump administration during his first term, including briefing Pence, despite Pence's long history of opposing LGBTQ rights. She writes that the new administration stripped her of transgender-related protections, including access to her hormone medication, and declared her male on her passport. She was eventually removed from her White House position after conservative activist Laura Bloomer publicly identified her as a transgender Biden holdover. Curley ultimately resigned from the CIA. In Texas, a Democratic Senate candidate, James Tallarico, is trying to put some distance between himself and comments Republicans are using against him. ABC News reports that Tallarico was pressed about a 2021 legislative comment in which he said God is non-binary. Tallarico called the remark cringy and said it was deliberately provocative. He said he believes human categories cannot be used to define God. Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton is using Tallarico's comments, though, along with his positions on transgender rights and immigration, in his campaign attacks. Tallarico, meanwhile, is trying to appeal to independents and disaffected Trump voters in what is expected to be a closely watched Senate race. And finally, the WNBA has become a major culture war fixation for Fox News, even though the league currently has no transgender players. A new analysis from Media Matters for America found that Fox has aired at least 206 segments about the WNBA since June 25, totaling more than 13.5 hours. More than 8 hours of that coverage focused specifically on transgender athletes. The coverage intensified after Indiana Fever player Sophie Cunningham spoke against transgender women competing in women's sports. Media Matters says Fox has repeatedly returned to the possibility of trans athletes playing in the WNBA while also framing conflicts involving players through broader debates over race and culture. It is important to mention that there are currently no transgender women playing in the WNBA. That's it for this week's roundup. To get this kind of news and more, be sure to sign up for our newsletter at lookoutnews.org. Until next time, stay safe, stay informed, and look out for each other.